This podcast is brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation and by Lightspeed, with over 775 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry. It's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from EAA Air Venture Oshkosh 2011 here in Oshkosh. We're with Gerhard Jordan. He is Engineering and Projects Manager for Mahindra Aerospace. We've got a new airplane announcement here today. Gerhard, tell us all about it.
Hi, Russ. It's a proud moment for Gibbs Aero and Mahindra Aerospace to announce the GA10 turboprop event officially. With the agreement reached with Rolls-Royce today, it's an historic moment. What we're doing is we are stretching our highly successful GA8 eight-seater to a 10-seat variant, and we are powering up it with the Rolls-Royce 250 B17F2 engine. It is hopefully a very happy marriage, and we look forward to a productive future with Rolls-Royce on this. And the potential of this aircraft speaks for itself in a developing world, in those countries that are plagued with F-gas shortages. The turbine engine will provide the alternate fuel solution.
Well, let's go into some of the numbers. First of all, on the airplane, you're talking about a 10-passenger airplane. What's it going to gross out at, and what are the range and that sort of thing?
Currently, it is aimed to gross at 4,450 pounds. Empty weight should come in at around 2,200 pounds, which gives us a useful payload above 2,000 pounds.
Okay, and short field performance, rough runways, that sort of thing?
Yes, the design philosophy of the GA10 remains same as the GA8, that we should get in and out of the same short fields as the GA8. So that is why we're aiming for the same numbers, to retain the same short takeoff and landing capability of the GA8.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the engine and the engine choice and how it's going to make this airplane perform.
The engine choice is based on our philosophy of going for our niche in the market. As you well know, you have the piston engines maxing out at about 350 horsepower, and then you have the bigger turbine starting at 600. And same as the GA8 before, we found a niche at the 450 shaft horsepower mark, which is where the Rolls-Royce engine fits perfectly. It will give us a 10-seat capability and about 150 knot cruise speed at 10,000 feet, which will make the GA10 a seat nautical mile per liter, the most economical people mover on the market.
When do you expect to have one flying, and when do you expect it on the market?
The GA10 prototype is supposed to fly around about December this year, with development and certification all taking place in earnest next year, 2012, and we are aiming for this Australian CASA approval in March 2013. And at that stage, we hope to have our first five or six production models ready for sale.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from EAA Air Venture 2011 here in Oshkosh. Thanks for listening.
Lightspeed Aviation is pleased to announce the availability of the new Zulu 2. Stop by the Lightspeed Pavilion across from Hangar B at Oshkosh and give it a try. Improving in the areas of quiet, comfort, and clarity, Zulu 2 once again sets the standard in the premium headset market.